With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Penix.
I mean, it seems like it's a really important piece of what makes college football so special.
Yeah, rivalry games are huge. You know, the big games. You know, and all across the country. You know, no matter what conference you're in. You know, these rivalry games. These are games that everybody look forward to. And you know, you're gonna get a great crowd, and it's gonna be great excitement and everything leading up to it. So we just got to make sure that we just stay calm and make sure we stay focused and locked into the details and do what we have to do to come out with a win.
What's the most intense rivalry that you've been a part of so far? Was it a high school thing, maybe Indiana Purdue? Could you tell me what it was like to be in an intense rivalry maybe in the past?
Yeah, the Indiana Purdue was real big. You know, it was amazing. You know, the atmosphere is always crazy, and you know, all those games are always they're usually close, you know, but it's just games you got to play all the way through, you know, all four quarters, and you just got to be ready to adapt to any situation that come up, and just go out there and play and have fun.
You're coming into this game off of maybe one of the most memorable drives that Washington's had in years, that 92-yard drive at the end of the Oregon State game. Can you tell me what it was like stepping onto the field, getting into the huddle at the 3-yard line, what you told everybody and what your mindset was leading into that drive?
Yeah, we just knew that we had to score. You know, we knew that they're a team that holds the clock. They run the ball a lot, so we knew if we didn't get points on the board, we probably wouldn't get the ball back. So we just made sure that we just went out there and executed. That was the main thing, just make sure we execute, and you know, it's no pressure on us. You know, the pressure is on them. You know, make sure that we just go out there and do our job and just have fun.
You face third down time and time again. You're constantly able to execute. What were your guys doing to allow that execution to manifest in one of the most critical moments of the season?
Yeah, just having a 1-0 mindset, you know, just focusing on that play, being in the present, and continue to push the guys and continue to go forward, and you know, not look back at anything and just worry about what's right there in front of us, and just go out there and just have fun.
What's on the line this weekend for you guys?
What's on the line for us? A lot. We just want to win. You know, that's the main thing for us. You know, it's like, We don't have no pressure. I feel like going into the game, we know it's a big game. We know they're a really good team, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's a game of football. It's a rivalry game, big game. You know, we're definitely going to make sure that we take count into that. But at the same time, we just got to go out there and play our football, and things will fall into place.
Are you excited to go into a loud, deafening sort of environment for this weekend?
Say it again.
Are you excited to go into a loud, deafening environment knowing that this is going to be pretty hostile?
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready for anything. We're going to make sure that we practice for it, and we'll make sure that by the time it comes, we'll be all good. So we have no concerns about that.
All right, best of luck, Mike.
Thank you.
What have the guys on the team told you about this Oregon rivalry?
I really didn't hear too much about it, except for, like, that's just a team that we don't really like. So other than that, that's about it. We don't really talk about them on the everyday, you know. It's just Oregon week now, so that's why we're talking about them now. But I heard it since when I first got here, like, this team we don't like. So that's all I know.
What problems does Oregon present on the defensive side of the ball for you?
Problems?
Well, I mean, just what do they present that you guys are going to have to deal with?
Man, we just got to play our football. We really – we feel like they're a good team. They have a good defense, but at the same time, you know, we are real confident in our offense and what we can do on this side of the ball, and we're just going to go out there and make sure that we just play our football.
Thanks.
Rome.
What do you expect to see out of the last three games of the season with that?
I think that we're just going to continue, you know, that effort. We know that we're in a good position. You know, so many things are viable for us, you know, with the bowl game and continuing to improve, you know, the bowl game that we go to and, you know, hopefully end up in a Pac-12 championship if everything goes perfectly. And we're going to stay on that mission, stay on that goal, and that's what's in our future.
What are some of the things that you're tightening up this week?
I think that we're just, you know, preparing for the crowd noise. It's definitely probably going to be one of the liveliest stadiums that we've been in. Preparing for the, you know, that setting of, you know, chaos and tightening those things up. But, you know, just preparing the plays and dialing everything up like we do every week. No, nothing too crazy.
In terms of what you've seen from Oregon's defense, is there anything that they do well?
Yeah, they're physical. They have some really talented guys. I think that they've done a good job of, you know, coordinating against a team's offenses specifically for what they're going against each week. So they do a good job of that. So we're going to try and, you know, be able to discern what they come out and try and play us.
It's a pretty good word.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you hear about the Oregon rivalry? What comes to your mind, and what do you think about going against a big rival this week?
Yeah, I think about all the, you know, dogs that came before me, you know, all the big games, all, you know, all the tension that it brings. And then, you know, I think that makes me think about my experience with Oregon, you know, coming out here on this field and, you know, taking that L just doesn't sit right with me, you know, leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And, you know, that just makes me want to work even harder. And, you know, especially with last season and all that happened through the game, you know, more than just the L, but all the, you know, ruckus that came after that. But,
Jackson being from Oregon,
right? You know, Jack. You know,
has he talked to you about this?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't talked that much. You're speaking of Jackson
Kirkland.
Oh, okay, yeah. I forgot he is from Oregon. We usually say he's from Kirkland. we don't say he's from Oregon. At least he doesn't tell us that. But no, I'm sure he has a lot, you know, on his plate with this one as well. He's so, you know, he bleeds purple. So. No, we haven't talked about it that much, but I know he's going to go out there and give it his all, just like the rest of us.
Do you have an idea of what this means to the fans, what a win would do?
Right. I try and grasp it. I think that, you know, being from Vegas, I never really grew up in a rivalry or knew it like that. But, you know, I'm gaining that same or being able to see the passion, you know, each year. And I'm starting to grasp it now that, you know, it's a real rivalry. And, yeah, it makes it that much more special trying to go out there and get the fan, dub for the fans.
How would you feel about having different uniforms and different helmets every week?
I don't know. I like tradition. I like UW's uniforms. So I'm not a, you know, flavor of the week type of guy. I like to, you know, ride with my dogs. But, you know, that's what they do over there. And they got all the combinations. And it's crazy. But, you know, combinations and all that. We're going to go out there and give our best no matter what, no matter what we wear.
I kind of mentioned this a little bit before, but, you know, after last year's game, everything that happened against Oregon, you know, the coaching staff turned over and everything. How different does that make this game kind of feel to you guys, that you have a whole new coaching staff and everything that happened, as you said, the fallout from last year's Oregon?
Yeah, I think it makes it that much more special. Like I said, I think that, you know, it puts that much more on the line that, you know, all that had happened and all the ruckus that followed after that game, and just makes you want to go out there and, you know, prove that, you know, Husky Nation is going to go out there and compete, you know. The dogs are going to go out there and compete against Oregon every time. And, yeah, all those factors just make it that much more gritty, that much more special.
I wanted to ask you, you know, going back to the Oregon State game, when you look back on that game and that last drive, what do you remember? What really sticks out to you?
Honestly, I think what sticks out is – you know, the camaraderie and the focus that the offense had as a whole. I think that as we were marching down and everybody was getting the signals and all that, everybody was so focused. And I think that was something that I'll always remember, is just the determination and the confidence that we were going to go down and get it done no matter what. And that really sticks with me.
It was third down. You guys are on the eight. If you guys don't get that conversion, you're going to punt, and the punters struggled that day.
Right.
Into the wind and everything.
Right.
Were you hoping the ball was coming to you a little bit before that play came in?
I mean, I love when my name is called, but I know that there's, you know, depending on the coverage and depending on where Mike throws the ball, he's going to throw it to his best option. And I just hope that, you know, it goes to the best option. If that was me, then I was going to be there and make a play. But I'm happy for all my dogs who are, you know, out there trying to make a play. But I believe that was Dev, right, that made that first down catch. Yeah, so he's a baller, and he deserved that.
From Vegas, you like this cold wind coming off the water at Husky Stadium?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little chilly out here. The wind is picking up now more than it was in practice, but, yeah, the wind's getting to me a little bit, but nothing too crazy. I got my heat gear on, so we're all right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Henry, just tell me, man, can you believe it's Oregon week?
It is. This season has gone by incredibly fast. I cannot believe it, yeah.
So, you know, just talk to me about how you felt you guys played this past Friday night against Oregon State.
Yeah, I think we did well. You know, there's always stuff to be improved upon. Honestly, in my own game, you know, just like picking up on the little things I can do better, like take better steps, be more physical on certain plays, and just like have better eyes. I'm happy with how we've been playing and how we've been like keeping Mike, you know, off the ground, keeping him safe, making sure he can focus on doing his job. I'm happy with how the running backs are doing. When the running backs are doing good, you know, usually that means we're doing a good enough job for them. So I'm really happy with how the season's gone so far.
I know this process doesn't change for you guys as far as preparation, but does this game mean a little bit more to you guys as players?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like the history between UW and Oregon, like, there's nothing like it. You know, it's not a Wazoo rivalry, but it's something special. And, you know, the fans know it, like everybody knows, like the students, and they know that it's a special week, and they know that, you know, there's something at stake when it's Oregon week.
You understand that this might be one of the top five most emotional rivalries in the country, like Florida and Georgia or Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just like I was saying, the energy behind it is different. It's not like a normal rivalry with, like, you know, Wazoo or something like that. It's the Ducks. And when the Ducks and Dogs are playing each other, people pay attention. So.
And you understand, you know, you guys are players and you're respectful of each other, but the fans absolutely hate each other.
my parents have told me stories of them being in the stands and just seeing the things that goes on. So, yeah.
I'm curious from a player's perspective, like, does Wazoo resonate more, or does the Duck game, like how would you kind of like compare those two, I guess?
I think for me, because I'm a local guy, it's always been Wazoo. But like as I've been here and like spent my time here over at UW, the Oregon game just like every year just gets more and more important to me. So there's also that to it as well.
Jackson Kirk.
It's just another game, and it has to be handled that way. But also, I mean, you get a little emotional, and this certainly means more, especially a guy like me. Oregon's my backyard. I have a lot of friends and family that did go there. But as you know, I'm Washington. It's in my blood through and through. So, yeah, of course, this is a fun week for us.
No, to me, this is like one of the top five most emotional rivalries in the country, I think. You know, cross-strait time kind of thing, like Georgia and Florida play, Texas and Oklahoma. This one is right up there with that. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of our rivalries, it's certainly up there. And, yeah, I think the nation does pay a lot of attention to this one. And, you know, usually just like this year, it's always when we go into this game, both teams are ranked up there and have high wins on their schedule. So, yeah, it's a big one.
Now, while all you guys are really respectful of each other on the field to a degree, I think the fans just absolutely hate each other. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, there's some hatred for sure. You know what I mean? I know some like to call it hate week, so yeah.
How big would a win be?
It would be huge. Every win's big, but certainly this one, of course, it's huge.
It's not just the game. This is different.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's, as I said before, a lot of emotion involved. I mean, it's one that's definitely circled on our schedule each year. It's a standard for us around here.
Do you have any memories of being down at Autzen?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, you know, last time I was there, unfortunately, it was 2018, and, you know, that was a hard-fought game and unfortunate ending, but, you know, it's a fun atmosphere to play in, as weird as that sounds, but, you know, we kind of do like the crowd being the evil guys walking in there, and especially when you go on a good drive or a touchdown, you hear all that booing and stuff slowly come to, you know, a nice quiet noise.
Tell me about that last drive against Oregon State. You guys get down there, and I know you guys are really confident, but you're down on the three.
You know. Yeah, totally. And I think that really defines what our offense can do. Going into that drive, we're like, looked around and we're like, hey, man, like, look how great this offense is and look how much we can, how productive we are. And that just speaks to all the talent we have on that side of the ball. Penix did a great job, offensive line, running backs, receivers, tight ends, everyone down the field. That was, you know, that drive won us the game. That was huge.
I thought that delayed throw to Devin was probably the play of the game, because if you guys don't make that, you're going to be in trouble. What's your responsibility on that play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just protect Mike and give him as much time as possible. Anytime we can give number nine time to set his feet, great things are going to happen, especially on third downs, too. It's huge for us, and you just saw that come to light on that play.
Tooley.
Washington and Oregon, you've played in this thing a handful of times now.
Yeah.
How does this rivalry compare to the others that you kind of see around the rest of college football?
Well, for me, like I said, I've played in this a couple of times, and I think this is probably the biggest rivalry in college football, honestly. Especially now with us having winning records, this is even more, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Tell me, what is it about Oregon as you prepare for this offense that has allowed them to have the success that they've had over the last eight games?
Very explosive team, you know what I mean? They have a lot of – they do a lot, show a lot of eye candy and really get guys off balance and not really having really real focus. So with us, it's just really trying to maintain everything and try to just slow it all down. So, yeah.
Particularly as a defensive lineman, what kind of challenge is it for you to know that not only can they throw the ball exceptionally well, not only can they run it right at you, but then Nix is also an elusive runner himself?
Like I said, we just all got to be on one accord, you know what I mean, with the outside guys, the middle guys, the interior guys. You know, we just all got to be on the same level. So, yeah.
What sort of environment are you stepping into this weekend? I see a big smile on your face there.
Oh, man, these are the ones that you really want to play college football for, you know what I mean? I love to be at home, but, man, going in that atmosphere, I just remember my freshman year not really even being able to hear the guy right next to me. So, it's going to be a fun game, very fun game.
Yeah, I was wondering, I couldn't remember if you got in that game as a freshman or if you traveled.
But
the bottom line is, it's been 4 years since we've had an opportunity to get revenge for what happened down there. Is that something that's kind of on your mind, that you're relishing the opportunity to just win a big game against them down there in that place this weekend?
Honestly, like our coach been telling us, our D-line coach been telling us, the only reason why this is like the most important game because it's the next one up, you know what I mean? Never really want to make a game bigger than what it is, but very excited to go and play, so yeah.
What are the keys to you guys being your absolute best?
Just doing what the coach has been telling us, you know, all week, not trying to go out there and play outside of ourselves, really just try to trust one another and just do our job, so yeah.
Totally, best of luck.
Thank you.
How long did it take you before you realized this rivalry was about as intense as it gets?
Ever since my freshman year, you know what I mean? The seniors, you could just tell how much this really means to them, you know what I mean? There's like two certain games, and obviously this is one of them. So definitely very excited to go out there, man.
And I don't mean this. This is going to sound like I'm talking negative about how you played all season, and it's not what I'm saying, but it seemed like the light really came on for you against Oregon State. You were pushing their guys into the backfield. You were making a lot of impact plays, even if you weren't getting the tackle. Do you see yourself as, okay, you've embraced a lot of what Coach Brechterfield has coached you on, and it's starting to – the light switch is coming on for you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Where it's kind of where I'm at the stage where, I mean, when the plays come to me, you just got to make them, you know what I mean? Not trying to do too much, like I said, not trying to play outside of myself. Really just understand who I am and then go for it. So, yeah.
So some of these younger guys, I know there's only a couple guys in your room who are on the younger side, but do they realize how important this game is?
Oh, yeah, off tops. Everybody in this locker room knows the meaning, how important this is to all of us. So, yeah.
Eddie, how's it feel to be back?
It feels fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic to be back, man. Been waiting for this day for quite a long time. So,
did it take the hardest
part about that rehab process? Just kind of waiting. What was
the
hardest part?
It was
just waiting, like knowing that like I can do things that like I wanted to do on film, and just knowing that I couldn't at the moment. Just you know, trusting the process. Just kind of want to just thank my parents for just you know being a little safe haven for me, so I can vent and rant about this all the time. So, you know, I couldn't be here without them.
How many plays did it take to get the rust off a little bit, get rid of the nerves?
It took one. I was ready, man. There was no type of rust. It was crazy because, like, during the bye week, I didn't even know if I was going to play in that game. And then it just kind of just threw me into the fire just for no reason. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we're going. And it just, from then on, everything just felt great. So like, oh.
First hit?
Oh, what was it? Oh, it was jump. It was jumper. And I wasn't even supposed to hit that day. It was a power play, and I'm running. I'm like, well, I'm not just going to – there's nowhere for me to go, so I had to go through them, so that's what I did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.